We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As I instigated and infiltrated yesterday, so I kind of apologize,
no,
but not really. How about
no,
that?
You don't.
That,
no, that's, I don't. That's part of the whole thing. The fake apology is part of the whole middle child pathology there, you know?
Yes, it is.
Come
yes.
on.
That is essential to the middle child issues that I deal with on a daily basis. So, yeah, you're right. I don't actually feel bad. I felt good about myself that I made the open. And that, you know what? I feel like I've made two shows a little bit happier and a little bit more original today. The separation has occurred. Here I am right in the middle of the two shows.
So it's about you.
Yeah. I try to play it humble, Layla. You're starting to figure out my game. You know, I come across.
Starting.
Yes. I come across as the aw shucks nice guy at the score. But take another look. Look a little bit more closely. And you will see the real me. But the open sounded great. I love the story. I loved hearing about Tommy Williams, T-Dub, back in the day, the cartoon character that he was. I love T-Dub, though, because I was doing updates like three weeknights a week. So oftentimes I would come on with – I would do my last update, and my last update would include T-Dub jumping in. And typically I would miss my 12:30 train because T-Dub wouldn't stop. But it was great. I love T-Dub. Tommy
sweetheart
Williams.
Sweetheart of a guy.
He
Absolutely,
was
yes.
a sweetheart of a guy, and I miss him.
A sweetheart of a guy. My favorite thing is he'd have this big topic, and he'd set it up, and he'd have this thesis. And when I was doing updates or something, I'd say, well, you know, it kind of – if you think about this, this, and this – that doesn't really hold up because it's not the logic doesn't really work.
Uh-huh.
And he'd say, okay, I guess you're right. Anyway, as I was saying, and then he would just kind of go right back to it and, as if I never said anything, which is the proper way to respond to me, I think, is just say, okay, I'll take that under advisement. Thank you for letting me know. And now I'm going to do my topic again as if you never said anything. I'm like, all right. That's a good way for a happy radio existence.
Guys, I went so this is my first time back in the Score Studios in downtown Chicago, the Prudential Towers. First time, like I said, since pre-pandemic. And I have, in my career, I should say, I have worked on three or four different floors, I think. The Score has been on what, Dan? Two different floors, I think?
12
right?
and 9.
12 and 9. And I worked on BBM when it was on, I don't even remember now. Was it on 8? I don't even remember. So I've worked on three different floors in the radio conglomerate that is the Prudential Towers downtown. So today, what floor am I on again? 10 right now? Is that where I am? Seriously. So
9.
I went to, 9. Oh yes, we are on 10. Adam Studzinski. Oh, he says 9.
No,
okay, we're on 9. Okay.
I can confirm it's 9.
I still can't see.
God.
This is what happened to me today. I went to two different floors before I got to the correct floor today. And forgetting where I was. So I just felt ridiculous walking in today. But I made it, and here I am.
But yet the instigating game is still in mid-season form.
Oh, that never goes away. You know, people think I reserved that just for Grobber. But as you can see, when allowed in prime time, I will take down the rest of the talents here on the Score. That is what I do.
You pushing Grobber's buttons is still it's a very specific pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really specific taste. But when you know you're doing it, he's still sort of not aware sometimes when you're manipulating him very specifically and just for your own entertainment. And I just think no one does that job as well as you do.
I will accept that. Yeah, it is a very special skill that I have, because the best is when he like straight up barks at me when he gets, I was there and you weren't. And then I'm like, whoa.
Okay,
and then
so
I'm completely backed off. And I'm like, I understand. I have erred in my ways, Grobber. I will back off. And if you need it, I will apologize. But the beautiful part is that every once in a while, he does realize it. And he goes, I know what you're doing. You're just trying to get under my skin. I see what you're doing. And he's on to me. And I'm like, okay. At least there's some semblance of less understanding what is going on. But, yeah, I feel like, you know, I have a friendship with Grobber and an antagonistic relationship as well. So that's, again, Grody branding at its finest.
Oldest of four over here is just laughing the whole time.
By the way, Tony.
And chiding.
Yes. Tony La Russa. Today, here's the good part about Tony La Russa, and I'm sure you guys did too. He was on The Score this morning with Molly and Haw. I'm going to play some of those cuts later on, some of the key parts to it. But at least we're at the point where Tony La Russa is saying all the right things. Now, whether or not he means it or believes it, he is saying the right things. And one of those includes the response to Tim Anderson, which was, I got to fit in with those guys. Like, they're a family. They are a unit. They are a group. They are having fun. And now I, Tony La Russa, have to fit in with them. The question is because we all know, all three of us know as reporters in this game for a long time, that a lot of the things that are said in preseason or middle of the season at fan conventions don't hold water.
We haven't played a game yet.
Right.
Haven't played a game yet. And he's,
exactly.
This sounds great. He does understand what he's supposed to say and what everybody's thinking and trying to inoculate against some of these arguments. But he's still set in his ways, man. This is still an old dog. And can he overcome his well-worn managerial instincts in the games, and once it starts, and if they lose three in a row, you know, that's when we'll know. Not now. It's easy now.
Yeah, and when there is a moment in a White Sox game, whether it's Tim Anderson, it could be anybody, where somebody on the White Sox does something flashy or showy, and it pisses off an opposing team's player, what is Tony going to say about that? Is he going to say, well, my guy shouldn't have done that? Or is he going to, quote unquote, go to bat for his guy, even if it goes against his instincts and his best judgment? But that is so true, man. I mean, they haven't played a game. And I think I get better every year at not paying attention to what is said and what is done and who is doing what in preseasons of any sports. But I think we have to pay particular attention to it with this new version of the White Sox. Of course, Tony La Russa making it a new version.
Well, we get to find out at least on Sunday. I'm going to watch that. I want to see some sort of semblance of a game. I'm in. I watched some bad spring training baseball in my life, and this is going to be productive. So I'm in.
I like bad spring training baseball. I like having it on. And it's just that it's like having golf on. It's you see guys, you see how they look, you hear the sounds, and there's something that's restorative about it. So I'm with you.
There is. However, I'll just say this, and I'll let you guys go. For some reason, and I think it's because of the 60-game season last year, and it feels like baseball just ended, this is the first year in my life that I'm not feeling the same thing that you guys are and a lot of people do. Because I get what you're saying. Like, it just like that first time that we hear Pat Hughes's voice on the radio or watch games on TV, it just feels brilliant. And baseball is what got me into sports in the first place. But I'm like already ready. This is not good. This is not a good thing. I'm already ready for the real games, and I am in no mood for the spring training games.
Well,
yeah,
too bad, Grody.
I know.
We got 3 weeks.
I know.
I mean, just you know it when you feel it.
Yeah.
When, you know, my son's been starting to ramp up some workouts for his baseball season, and we walked over to Bradley Sports Complex here near us, and you hear it as you walk toward the door, and you hear the pop of the gloves. You're a bunch of guys from Chicago Elite programs that were working out in there, and as we're waiting for our cage time, that it's just like, I looked at it, I said, they like that sound, huh? And he's like, yeah, it's good to hear again. Even if it is the aluminum bat sound, it's a little different. It's just hearing coaches barking and hearing everything popping. It just you just want to breathe it in.
Oh, I know. No, I get all that. Dan, I played high school baseball. I get it. Yeah. I get all of that. Those sound, the indoor, like even when you're in the gym or it's too cold to be outside in the Midwest and that sound and all of that. And maybe I'll get there, but I need the real stuff right away. And again, that's probably not good. You guys, I want you guys to do me a favor and go have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Yeah. That is Bernstein and Rahimi, whom I pushed around just enough to get them to change their bit. So a little bit of a you're welcome to the afternoon show of Parkins and Spiegel. And really, I think, you know, sometimes teaching is tough, but I think I have helped out Layla Rahimi and Dan Bernstein as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.